Welcome you to episode 11th of Sunshine and Square Feet. My name is Jim and this is Tammy.
Welcome.
And welcome to this deep dive. Look, this is really for you, the adult child, maybe living states away, and you're facing selling your parents' home down here in the Villages, Florida. You want to get the best return, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Our research really dug into the legal hoops you need to jump through and the very unique way the market works in this specific community.
Yeah, and the big question we kept coming back to is, how do you actually manage all this? You know, Florida law, the Villages' kind of weird dual market system, all from potentially hundreds of miles away.
Right. So where do we even start?
Legal.
Yeah.
Always legal first. The absolute first hurdle is establishing your legal right to actually sell the property. That's based on the research.
Okay, let's unpack this. Scenario one, your parent is still living, but maybe incapacitated.
Right.
What do you need then?
Okay, in that case, you're looking at needing a power of attorney, a POA. Well, not quite. Here's where Florida law gets specific, especially with homesteads. To sell that primary residence, the POA needs to be executed just like a deed.
Meaning?
Meaning it needs the principal's signature, your parents, plus two witnesses and a notary. And this is critical. It has to specifically say you have the power to sell the homestead property. Can't be vague.
Wow, okay. That level of detail is super important. Good to know. Now, what about the other scenario, if your parent has passed away?
Right. Then the property typically has to go through the estate process. Usually that means Florida probate.
Probate. Sounds complicated.
It can be, yeah. The court needs to appoint what's called a personal representative. You might know it as an executor. That person is then legally authorized to manage the sale.
Gotcha.
But here's something really helpful in Florida, something valuable the research highlighted. The homestead protection.
Okay.
It basically shields the primary home from most claims by the estate's creditors after death. That's huge. It can really streamline the financial side of things for the family, lets you focus more on the sale itself.
That's a significant benefit. Okay, so let's say the legal authority is sorted out. Now we face selling in the Villages itself. You mentioned a dual market, two listing systems.
Exactly. This is pretty unique to the Villages. You can list the home on the MLS, the multiple listing service, which realtors use everywhere, or you can list it on the VLS, that's the Villages' own proprietary listing system.
And why does that choice matter so much?
Exposure, mostly, and transparency. The MLS gives you essentially worldwide exposure. Your listing goes out to potentially thousands of agents and buyers globally.
Compared to the VLS.
The VLS is much more internal, focused primarily within the Villages network. So the reach is just fundamentally different. If you want the most eyes on the property, potentially leading to more offers and a higher price, MLS offers way broader reach.
That seems pretty clear for maximizing price. What about the transparency you mentioned?
Yeah, this is interesting. The MLS is very transparent. It shows things like how many days the home has been on the market, what the final sale price was once it goes pending, standard stuff.
And the VLS?
The VLS website. Well, their software doesn't openly display how long a home's been listed. Buyers actually have to ask the sales associate directly.
Huh. So less information readily available. Could that ever, benefit a seller?
Yep.
If a home's been sitting a while?
Maybe. That's probably the argument some might make for using it a bit more control over that narrative. But you're trading that potential slight benefit for massive global exposure. It's a big trade-off, you know?
Definitely sounds like it. And regardless of which system you use, there are those unique Villages fees, right? Disclosure is key there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Crucial. A realtor working there must accurately disclose all the specific community fees. We're talking about the bond.
Right. The infrastructure bond.
Yep. And the CDD fees, community development district fees, plus the annual maintenance, the monthly activity assessment, it all adds up.
These aren't just typical HOA dues then. The research really stressed the bond and CDD.
No, they're quite significant. A bond is like a long-term debt attached to the property for building the infrastructure. CDD covers ongoing stuff. Buyers look closely at these, so clear upfront disclosure is just non-negotiable if you want a smooth closing.
Okay, so legal's handled. Listing strategy chosen, disclosures made. How do we actually make the house itself stand out?
Yeah.
Especially hearing about, 14,000 new homes being planned? That's a lot of future competition.
Staging becomes really important. The research strongly suggests staging can make a big difference in how appealing a home is and how fast it sells.
Especially for an empty house, I imagine.
Exactly. Or even for certain models that have maybe tricky layouts. The research mentioned the Cypress model specifically. Sometimes retirees find it hard to visualize how their furniture would fit in spaces like that. Staging helps them see the potential immediately.
That makes total sense. But again, I'm hundreds of miles away. Staging sounds great, but clearing out decades of stuff, packing, purging, that sounds like the absolute biggest headache for someone like me.
And that is the core challenge for the out-of-state child, right? It's a huge logistical hurdle. Mm-hmm. This is why the person you hire needs to be more than just a listing agent.
What do you mean?
You almost need a project manager who happens to be a real estate agent, someone who offers like a one-stop service. They need to be patient, understand the situation, and critically be able to actually manage the decluttering, the packing, coordinating movers or donation pickups, handling the disposition of belongings.
So they take that massive burden off my shoulders.
Precisely. It dramatically cuts down your stress and the time you'd have to spend flying back and forth. Lets you focus on the offers and the contract, not sorting through closets from afar.
Finding that specific kind of help seems paramount then.
It really is. And if you kind of connect all these dots, you've got strong retiree demand here, massive future growth planned. You need someone using every single tool, legal and marketing, to really leverage this seller's market for you.
It's about getting the right kind of help.
Yeah, the real insight here is maybe shifting how you think about it. It's less a standard house sale and more like managing a complex legal and logistical project remotely. The key question becomes, are you just hiring an agent or are you hiring that dedicated project manager?
That's a really powerful way to frame it. Well, if you listening need that kind of specialized guidance, that sort of project management approach.
Someone to really take charge of the process for you.
Then call Tammy or I at 352-492-1699. And please like and subscribe and Cree. Thank you for listening to Sunshine and Square Feet. See you next time.